Good morning. This is Dan,
Ava,
and Asher
with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a real estate development group is being criticised on their plans to bring a riverfront luxury to Montague Road, West End. 91 Montague Road was sold to the Mosaic Property Group late last year for $30 million, as plans had already been devised to tear down the old industrial factory that Montague Road owes its charm to. Mosaic's founder and managing director, Brooke Monaghan, has called this acquisition a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime riverfront site that gives us the platform to deliver something truly transformative for Brisbane. Sparking outrage on Facebook community groups, one user comments, quote, good to see the affordable housing will be luxury apartments. That will help the average Aussie. Many West End locals are weary of the recent developments that are changing the suburb, one development at a time, especially as the rest of the city initiates construction leading up to the 2032 Olympics.
Brisbane general practitioners are currently suffering a shortage of several childhood vaccines, as well as the meningococcal B and rabies vaccine, due to the collapse of a Richlands distribution centre. Clinics are still waiting for supplemental vaccines to remedy this shortage through the National Immunisation Program stockpile. The former Australian Medical Association Queensland president said there are current shortages in vaccines for 18 months and four-year-olds, with expected shortages for 2-month, 4-month, 6-month and 8-month vaccines in the future. Currently, doctors are being told worst-case scenario planning was being enacted to keep supplies on shelves. A Queensland health spokesperson says they were working with the Toll Healthcare Distribution Centre to ensure vaccines are still being delivered.
In national news, a United Nations review has called on Australia to end offshore detention and legislate a Human Rights Act. This recommendation was also raised in 2021, but despite this, the Australian government signed a deal with Nauru in 2025, creating a backdoor deportation scheme under a new and expanded multi-billion dollar arrangement. As stated by Sam Clintworth, Amnesty International Australia's national director, offshore detention is a policy characterised by sheer cruelty. Amnesty International Australia urges the government to immediately evacuate individuals stuck in both Nauru and Manus Island offshore processing centres, bringing them safely to Australia.
And in other national news, genetically modified purple tomatoes are set for Aussie shelves following recent regulation approval. The Purple Bliss tomato has been bred to include genes from the snapdragon flower, boosting the fruit's antioxidants, flavour and colour. Molecular plant biologist Dr. Joseph Pegler suggests that, quote, it's certainly possible that we'll see more genetically modified crops in the future, and that this new breed may pave the way for new genetically modified species. Purple Bliss tomatoes will arrive first on shelves in Melbourne around mid-year before expanding nationwide.
In international news, the deadly Nipah virus has been detected in India, causing Asian airlines to tighten their screening processes, implementing the use of thermal scanners to aid in catching the virus. Currently, two people have been reported to have the deadly virus, which has a fatality rate of up to 75%. The Nipah virus has been found in bats, commonly fruit bats. However, there is no current known cure for the disease. Singapore, Hong Kong, Thailand and Malaysia have currently strengthened their securities at airports, whilst the Gusti Gura Rah International Airport in Bali has introduced 4 new thermal scanners. Symptoms are similar to that of the flu. However, more severe, rarer symptoms include pneumonia and encephalitis, an inflammation to the brain. Those that recover from the virus can have lingering permanent brain damage, which includes regular seizures and in some cases personality changes.
For your weather today at 9 a.m, it is currently 28 degrees, but it feels like 27. It is 56% humidity today with a 38% cloud coverage, and it is partly cloudy as of right now. The UV index is 1, and we are currently experiencing a 37 kilometer per hour gust of wind.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.